Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 25th.
The presence of police with batons, chemical weapons, pepper bullets is making us all on edge.
Clashes between pro-Palestinian student protesters and police continue to spread at major universities across the US, leading to tense standoffs and multiple arrests. Police arrested nearly 100 people at the University of Southern California and dozens at the University of Texas in Austin yesterday. Columbia University has been the epicenter of demonstrations that began last week, and protesters there say they won't disperse until the school commits to divesting funds from Israel-linked entities, among other demands. House Speaker Mike Johnson visited the campus yesterday. Here's what he told protesters there.
Go back to class and stop the nonsense.
Johnson spoke during a tense news conference where the crowd repeatedly interrupted the speaker and at times loudly booed him.
Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested. And I'm here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
The Columbia University Board of Trustees says it strongly supports University President Manoush Shafiq. Johnson said he was going to call President Joe Biden as soon as he left and demand he take action, saying he wouldn't rule out getting the National Guard to step in. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted for anything he did while he was president. His lawyers claim he has presidential immunity, basically that while he was in office, his actions were protected from criminal accountability. But the Justice Department is pushing back hard against that, saying no one is above the law, no matter what position they hold. A lower court agreed, saying there was nothing in the Constitution that gave presidents immunity. The Supreme Court's decision will be make or break for Trump's charges for interfering with the 2020 election, as well as other cases he's facing. And as CNN's Brian Todd explains, their ruling could come too late.
Even if prosecutor Jack Smith wins at the Supreme Court and can proceed with his case, he will likely have lost valuable time. The court may not rule on Trump's immunity claim until late June, and if that happens, there may not be enough time to start Trump's January 6th trial before the election.
And some members of Trump's 2020 inner circle are facing legal trouble in Arizona. Last night, the state's attorney general said a grand jury there has indicted some people over their efforts to overturn the election result. And a source familiar with the investigation says the group includes former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, as well as fake electors from the state and several individuals connected to the Trump campaign. Here's the state's AG making the announcement.
The defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for.
Staying in Arizona, lawmakers there have voted to overturn the state's 160-year-old abortion ban after two other attempts failed last week. The 1864 law was revived by Arizona's Supreme Court earlier this month. It bars all abortions except when they're necessary to save a pregnant person's life and carries a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years for abortion providers. It could come into effect as early as June 8th if Arizona's Senate doesn't follow the House and repeal it before then. If the law does get thrown out, the state will go back to a 15-week abortion ban. Coming up, US fertility rates have dropped to their lowest level in more than a century. Another drop in births in 2023 means the US fertility rate is now the lowest it's been in more than a century. Provisional data from the CDC says births were down 3% from the year before, and it fits with the general pattern of birth rates going down like they have been for the last decade. And mothers are still getting older, with the birth rate highest for women between 30 to 34, and those over 40 seeing an increase in births. That's all for now. I'll be back with more news at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.